producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The secret to your healthy energy and stamina, the good things between your ears that are activated by your participation in an audio fashion with the Doug Staffan Good Day program. Do you know what I just said, Jennifer?
I have no idea, Dougie, but thanks for asking.
Jennifer Warren, Rex McFadden, the gang here. Mardi Gras, I was walking around New Hampshire on Tuesday, and there were signs all over the place for Mardi Gras. Nobody was paying any attention because that was election day. But Mardi Gras started on
Fat Tuesday.
Ash Wednesday,
right.
Which is the beginning of Lent, right? You're supposed to
give something up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What are you giving up for Lent? Do you believe in it? And if you are, what are you giving
up?
Well,
I am a Catholic, so trying to decide. I'm thinking I should do sugar. I might turn into a horrible person if I do that.
Uh-oh, can't do that then.
And, you know, it's not like I eat a lot of sugar, like, you know, cakes and candies, but it's bread and everything. Oh, my gosh. So, you couldn't do it. You couldn't give up fruit.
I did. Yeah. I did the whole
thing. Dougie to Dougie.
Yeah, Doug, you couldn't do it.
Thank you.
Although, I mean, you don't need to.
Well, I do. A little. I've got a little.
Pretty clean anyway.
Yeah,
you just
got a little roll
off the wagon every now and then.
I do, as a matter of fact. When I get on an airplane, like I will this afternoon.
You'll have cookies.
And I have cookies. Right. I have ice cream. And I have nuts. Not that the nuts. The nuts are good for you. And then try to find. Then I have the veggie meal. The lady said to me the other day when I was coming out here, she said, do you want the veggie plate or the chicken? And I said, okay, I'll have the veggie. Well, the veggie turned out to be pasta.
Yeah, veggie lasagna every time. Oh, every time.
So, anyway, we're Ash Wednesday. What happens on Thursday after Ash Wednesday? Is there something...
When it kicks into full gear, because when you start Lent, you're supposed to fast, and you're supposed to have one meal, and that's it.
Right.
And then Thursday, everybody is back in the old driver's seat again.
Ah.
Do you know that Ash Wednesday is one of the most attended church days for Catholics?
Right, that's when you get, don't you get ash on your forehead like the Indians do?
I don't know about the Indians, but yes, you do. They take the palms from the previous Palm Sunday, and then they burn them, and then that's
really that's where the ash is.
Yeah.
Huh. Amazing. All right. I didn't know that. I learned something. Jennifer, you've taught me something. What a great...
If I can bring you anything from my 12 years of Catholic education, by all means.
All right. Let's find out what's going on with Johnny Manziel. You may remember had this conversation last Friday because I was on the plane with him from Dallas to Cleveland. I spent last Friday in Cleveland, so I took a little ride with him. And he was getting a lot of attention. I didn't realize, Richie, he was the first college freshman to ever win the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Very talented guy.
Yeah.
He's not been able to get his you-know-what together. Reports surfacing that the Cleveland Browns did not tell the truth when they said that young Johnny had to miss the final game of the season because he had a concussion. Apparently, he was drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
And so...
So,
what are they protecting this guy for? What do they have invested?
Because they want to be able to trade him.
They want to have value. I mean, he is screwed up time and time again, and Dallas...
But the rest of these teams are not stupid. Does Dallas want him? He's from Dallas,
Dallas might
right?
want him, and he wants to go to Dallas. Somebody if Dallas him. Picks him up, it's total proof as to why I would never be a Cowboys fan.
Oh, my God.
Well, that or RG3. Dallas is going to get him or
RG3.
Yeah, Robert Griffin, who is the bust over here at in Washington. He had one great year, extremely talented guy, but just the type of offense that he can run, nobody uses in the NFL, and it just didn't work out here. So now he's going to go somewhere because he's super talented, super athletic, and somebody will try to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas is a likely candidate.
You know, one of the strangest ads I saw, we've all been talking about ads. There's a company that is actually selling human bunkers for humans to go. For example, I may build myself a new house, and I was thinking of
getting a bunker.
Well, not getting a bunker, but doing a solar house that you could build into the side of a hill. That would be like a bunker if you wanted to be, or you wanted to be prepared.
I say it with respect. You're a nut.
No, I would love it. I would make a man cave, like a
real
man cave.
You guys, if you ever want to have women in your lives, don't make it.
Well, I sent the plan along to my pal.
Yeah, and she has not
responded. She hasn't responded yet.
Of course she hasn't, because she's in utter shock. Like, oh my God, am I really with this guy?
All right. So I guess maybe that's not a good idea. That's what you're telling
bunker.
Me. I just found it interesting that that has been...
Of course, I'll make fun of your bunker until it gets real, and then I'll be knocking on your bunker door.
Right. Well, because of what this nut bird in North Korea is doing, now people are starting to think, is it possible that we have a nuclear attack?
Doug's bunker, I would never... One place I would go anywhere else but Doug's bunker.
Why?
No bar.
No bar.
If you're gonna build a bunker, you gotta have a cool bar with like dartboard or pool table, fully stocked bar, keg.
Can I just put this out in the universe? If it gets so bad and the world is under nuclear attack, do you really want to survive to see what goes down? I don't have it in me. I don't have the intestinal fortitude
to
build a life out of mud.
Oh,
I don't.
That would be cool.
Oh, no.
I don't think I have it in me.
To be able to walk up to any car that's just left on the street, jump in it and drive around, walk through department stores.
Okay, you do that while everybody's third eyeball's exploding. Nice.
Yeah,
they're just like, hey, man, you with no arms, can I take your car? All right, cool, thanks.
I'll be growing a tail, too. So
nice. Perfect. All right, in a moment, one of my favorite whipping boards, the people who are suffering from concussions, I'm going to visit my friends at Seriscan next week, so you can be sure we're going to have lots more focus in the next week or 10 days on your mental health, how it relates to the physical well-being of your brain, and what's going on there. So I have sort of a preview of that in a moment here on Good Day 13 and change after the hour. The million-dollar look for Valentine's Day. All kinds of testimonies. As I go back through my records of people who have sent me information who have used Provia. Provia is the best way for you to get your hair back if you don't have physical problems. Like you have male pattern baldness or you have something else. What's the stuff that when you lose your hair, Richie?
Alopecia.
Alopecia, that's it, right. This is not going to fix that. But if you have a scalp that has been, you're fretting because the hair comes out and it doesn't come back again, it's because your pores are plugged. When the hair falls out, there's no way for the follicles that would normally replace it to come through the pores because they're plugged up because you've used really bad dollar shampoos. So do yourself a favor for Valentine's Day, or better yet, give this to somebody that you care about. You want to look their best, have them look their best. Provia, the Provia difference. Here's a lady who says, my hair was getting thin around the part line, so I tried it. It made a difference, and it was quick, too. My hairdresser noticed after 4 months. It'll happen to you, and it'll be something that you're happy about. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, two for the price of one. Good deal. Go out in the wind and enjoy your hair blowing around again. Fuller, healthier head of hair, growing back. Take 3 or 4 months for it to get there. It's guaranteed or your money back. That is, you'll get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. Do I make a compelling argument, Richie? Is there anything else I can say? What else can I say?
Being a guy who went through chemo, who had to save his hair, and I did, I get it because I had to do these types of things to keep from losing my hair. And once you realize how much these commercial shampoos have all this white gooky stuff in them that clogs up your pores, you get it.
800-525-8319. Richie gets it. I get it. You can get it. 800-525-8319. All natural way of getting your hair back, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Should you pee on it? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you if that's how to get relief from a jellyfish sting next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The dreaded jellyfish can put a serious hurt on the manliest of men. While peeing on it makes for a great YouTube video, it really doesn't work. So what is the best relief for jellyfish sting? Avoid rubbing the area. Carefully remove the tentacles with tweezers or gloves if available. Flush the wound with seawater and then immerse the area in the hottest water you can tolerate for about an hour. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
When the temperature starts to drop, it helps to have a legend under the hood. No, not the kind that swings a giant axe and enjoys the camaraderie of oversized cattle. We're talking Napa Legend and Legend Premium Batteries. Buy one today, and you'll get up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. That's $20 back, and the comfort of knowing you're riding along with a real legend. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 2/29/16.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so here's the latest from the desk of dying by suicide study released this week by University of Toronto researchers. That went through 235,000 adults. This is not one of those shrimpy little 1-2,000 people examined. These people all reported in their life to have suffered concussions over a 20-year period. And out of 100,000 people, 31 committed suicide. This is a rate that's way above the average. If you take the population, it's like one, I think it's 31 out of a million might commit suicide. I think maybe even higher than that. So the concussion connection in terms of suicide risk has only been a suggestion before. It had never been studied. Now the study does provide empirical evidence linking concussions to increased suicide rates. So, I guess you could conclude this, and I say this to parents, and you can yell at me, you can swear at me, you can do whatever you want to obliterate your guilt about allowing your children to play football. But wow. You know what? You are bad parents. With all this information that continues to tumble in here, that shows up day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, about how bad it is to risk playing football, soccer, wrestling, hockey, any of those things that certain members of society value. Jennifer loves hockey.
Sure do.
Okay. So you can pass it off if people are understanding when they sign up to play football. It's like when you sign up to be a policeman, you know what the risks are. You want to go into the military, you know what the risks are. You want to play football and get paid for it, you know what the risks are. What I'm saying is that young
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you will. All right. 23, actually 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the music of Hall & Oates, to underscore Hall & Oates eating each other. Wait a minute, that doesn't make much sense. They had a big hit with this song. Why would they be eating each other? Well, as you might imagine, Daryl Hall and John Oates are not the only people in the country whose last name is Hall & Oates, or are Hall & Oates.
Pretty common. Both of those names, pretty common, right?
I used to call them Hall & Oates. Holland.
Holland. Like you're Holland.
Like you're Holland Oates, right, exactly. I thought I was pretty clever at the time when I was like a 19-year-old disc jockey. Anyway, Richie has the story behind the story of Mr. Oates biting Mr. Hall's face.
Well, it looks like sheriff's deputies in Berlin, Ohio, were called to the home of Scott Hall after he called
911. Not the wrestler, Scott Hall,
right,
by the way.
And reported being bit by his neighbor.
Bitten, Richie. Let's use the right English.
Roger Oates.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Bitten.
So Oates bit Hall, is what you're saying.
Apparently, he bit him on the face, above the eye, on his lips, on the eyebrow, and police had to be calling.
Because? What were they arguing about?
It looks like he accused him of supplying alcohol to minors.
You have to be really mad to bite someone's eyeball.
It's gross. That's like that scene out of Gotham where a fish
rips her eye out.
Oh, my God.
So good.
With that so gross. Good. What makes you think that's good? That's gross.
So good. Oh, shocking.
Gross.
Great.
What's the matter with
you? Really good in that show.
Oh,
so it looks like one of these guys accused the other guy of supplying alcohol to a minor.
Yeah.
And has an upcoming court.
Was the minor his son or daughter? Is that why he got involved? Why would he be involved? It was just giving up. Okay. So what's
the police arrived, Oates was still there and needed to be shot with a taser.
Oh! And he's like, what is this? Oh, contact lens.
Gross. You look at the picture of him and his lips are all bloody. And
gross!
In his eyebrow.
Another gross.
Telling you to be really mad and really whack.
Hey, watch that girl, he'll chew you up.
All right, let's go from Hall & Oates to Beyonce, please. What do we have from Beyonce?
Yeah, I gotta go get her here.
Beyonce and her focus, the shows she did with Coldplay. Coldplay didn't do as well as a lot of people wished that they had done. Bruno Mars was up there. And so back around to the focus on Beyonce as an entertainer, but also as a politician, in a manner of speaking. I didn't realize, Jennifer, that she was so decidedly political, especially when it came to black issues.
This was a real new thing, I think. I mean, she's been a little political, but to actually have, like, a tribute to the Black Panthers, pretty, you know.
That her outfits and costumes and some of their dance moves were a sign to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Really?
And against the police. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so
she received a police escort, by the way, to the Super Bowl. So thank you, Beyonce.
That's one of the memes going around, is that we don't want police, but yet when I need a ride to the Super Bowl, we call on them.
Yeah.
It's typical, though. I mean, that is the epic bit of hypocrisy that goes with this movement.
Well, just like Hillary Clinton being against guns, yet has armed guards. And, you know, all these people that are against guns have armed guards.
So how is she different than others who are in her category? Who would you put in her category?
Well, she's the queen of pop and R&B right now.
Than Mariah.
Mariah's had news.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's tested. Don't get me wrong. Mariah's talented and had a great career. But right now, Beyonce's it.
Yeah.
And she's the leader of all of that.
Really? And she has a fondness for President Obama, I think, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a rumor that they were having an affair.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I know. I don't
believe
it. But that was a rumor.
Oh, my God. Please. I have any more of that talk. 28 after the hour and good day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stephen, good day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horne here with me. Johnny Depp plays Donald Trump in a 50-minute comedy that began streaming today on the humor website Funny or Die.
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
That makes him seem a little more handsome, right?
Plays Donald Trump. Who's more handsome, Donald Trump or Johnny Depp?
Oh, Donald, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think Depp's that.
Are you kidding? If I had a choice between Donald Trump and Johnny Depp, I would take Donald Trump all day long.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Please tell me.
He showers. There's one reason.
Yeah, Johnny Depp doesn't. He's like Matthew McConaughey. He doesn't shower much.
I'd make an exception for McConaughey, but Johnny Depp, no, he just looks super dirty.
Uh-huh. Dory D. So,
and kind of boring.
I want you to tell me what you make of this. If I were a lawyer, I'd be wanting to get all over this. There is a national chain called Planet Fitness.
Uh-huh.
That apparently has made instructions to its franchise holders and to the company-owned stores that they not spend a lot of money on changing rooms and showers. So, in some instances, apparently in violation of the law, men and women, if they want to join Planet Fitness, have to shower together, change clothing in the same room, and even go to the bathroom in the same facilities. Now, there are people, this is a trend that, according to the people that run these stores, say that this everybody wants to be treated equally. So we need co-ed restrooms and shower stalls. And even though they can only be used by one person at a time, they are being used by men lining up, going to the shower next, women lining up right behind them, going to the shower next. And so I'm not sure whether I think this is a big deal or not, but I find it interesting because the what they're using as an excuse is that men and women want to be treated equally. So we don't have to buy, we don't have to build two restrooms. We only build one. One shower,
I think it's,
one toilet,
you
one
think
changing room.
Strange. This is the future.
Yes, it is.
And the reason it's the future is because of the transgender movement.
Yep.
I'm seeing it in California. I live in California. And mm-hmm. there's actually going to be an initiative on the ballot that's going to require all businesses, small businesses included, and this is where it gets really difficult because a lot of times small businesses don't have money to make these improvements.
Right.
And it's definitely why I won't support this because I think the fiscal impact is ridiculous. But you're going to be required now to not have men's and ladies' rooms as we know them. You're going to just have everybody uses a bathroom. It's
yeah.
going to be unisex, and
right.
it's going to be a lot different. And I'm telling you, this is going to happen time and time again because most people don't want to have to send their kids into a bathroom stall. Maybe their girls, their daughters into a bathroom stall, and then have a man who is feeling feminine that day follow right behind them.
Mm-hmm. So, what do? We don't go to Planet Fitness.
Everybody.
The times, remember Bob Dylan's song, The Times They Are A-Changin'?
Yeah.
Well, this is it.
It's a new reality.
This is it. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changin'. It's going to change everything. This is going to be M or W or T on the stall, and then everybody's going to be together. We want women in the service. We just want equality. I want equality, but do I want to go tinkle? And well, truth be told, and I did this last week, as a matter of fact, we were traveling in Palm Springs, and there was a ladies' room and a men's room.
Yeah.
Ladies' room was open. Men's room was taken. I needed to go.
Uh-oh.
So I went into the ladies' room, locked the door, did what I had to do, walked out.
Yeah, I mean, you lost
it.
Your... There's emergencies.
What's the big deal?
The men's room. I get it.
I could have been accused of breaking the law. I could have been arrested for doing that. But what do you say to the police officer?
Well, you could have just said, you know, I felt like a woman today, officer, and they wouldn't have arrested you. Truly. That's
really?
How crazy we've become. You know, I don't necessarily have a problem. I mean, I work at a place where we have one bathroom. We have two stalls inside of one bathroom, and so we've just kind of made it unisex where if you go in there, you lock the door. Obviously, you're only using one stall at a time, but you still lock the door. Unless sometimes your dad has to go in and then you tinkle with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you know, it's not a big deal if that's the situation. But I think there's just a lot of pressure on businesses to try to change everything about the way their stores or their offices are laid out to accommodate this. And I don't know, to have the government involved regulating it really annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something like I think culture needs to dictate these changes more than anything else.
So, in the world that Bernie Sanders is painting, and I don't say this is bad, I think this is good, frankly. Equality is important and good. He said something in his victory speech focused on how women need to have parity. Minorities need to have parity. Yep, they do. First of all, though, they have to overcome in some way, shape, or form the prejudice that's aimed against them by the current thinking, the silly thinking of those men who are in charge of much of the hiring and in charge of much of the businesses and in charge of all of this stuff. Women don't get bonuses the way men do. They don't get paid the way men do. Blacks don't get bonuses the way whites do. Hispanics don't get bonuses the way whites do if they're working in the same circumstances. There's surveys all over the place about this. You can go Google any of these.
I mean, how come we don't? I mean, you know, why are we judging people individually?
Well,
I mean,
that's it. Thank you.
Are you
going to
say, if I don't, here's what gets me. Okay, so Rich and I work together with you.
Yeah.
Let's say Rich does something pretty spectacular for you and you give him $500. I don't get the $500.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because I'm a woman that you didn't give me the $500?
No, it's because you didn't do what he did.
Okay. So why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about improvement? I mean, we don't know why women make less money. And look, I will beat the drum for women all over.
There is prejudice against
women. Well, there is, might be some. In some industries, there might be. But I think to make blanket statements, you're not taking into account that sometimes women need flexible schedules because they're trying to do it all and be career women and moms. Sometimes they need to take time off because they need to go have kids. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for stuff. And I just think it's not fair that we don't explore them all.
Well, but you see, that's where we generalize often, and therefore we get ourselves into a bind. That's what I've objected to all these years, is that we don't give people rewards, if that's what we're talking about, based on how good a job they're doing. You don't get a job because you're black. You get a job because you're good at the job. You don't get a job because you're women. In most instances, however, Jennifer, especially when it comes to women, I can't speak for blacks because I don't know that. I don't know that scenario, but I know that when it comes to women, most of the jobs that I have here on this radio program are better handled by men. I'm sorry, better handled by women involved than men. And I've said this before. I mean, I don't mind. I think I've said this publicly. I don't know if I've said it on the air. Kara is a better board operator. She's better at the controls than Rishi is. Now, does she make the kind of money Richie does? No, because she's not running the place. But when it comes to judging her for what she does when she's at the controls in the studio, she's better at it than Rich. So, but what do we take into consideration? That she's a woman or that she's better? I mean, what is the focus? She's not being prejudiced against because she's not getting the same amount of money as Richie is because Richie has a different job. But it includes, so maybe there should be a way of, and I'm probably starting all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
A way of assessing what she does in that particular job versus what Rich does. And there's not a, you know, it's not a blame thing. It just is focus and what's going on. One of the reasons Richie doesn't do it as well is because he's got more on his mind. He's got all these other things going on around him. Kara's focus is this program and this job at this moment. But for me, what I'm interested in is how it sounds on the ear to the listener. I'm not really concerned that Rich has other things going on. There are other things that Rich does for me in this alignment that we have that Kara isn't responsible for and isn't asked to do. So how do we value all of this stuff? It becomes very confusing.
It gets me so crazy because in the radio industry, I have felt, and I've talked about this here before, I have felt discriminated against as a woman in the talk radio business. And I know that I have been.
Yeah.
At the same, and I know that people don't value female talent as much in talk radio as they value male talent. But what I don't ever want to get into is the idea that I should stop working harder because I want to create positions for myself. I don't want to run away and go, well, you know what? I can be X, Y, Z. That's what I've achieved and I'm going to stop trying. Never. I don't want to put that into my head. I think that's what happens when we start saying, I need one woman here, one black person here, because then we take away the will of someone to want to do better and prove people wrong. And I think it's so much a motivator for me that I hate to see our culture go down this road where they say they go into that victim mentality road. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I think that most people don't.
This is Kara Schillen, by the way.
Yeah, I think that most people don't want to be just handed the opportunity. I think most people are looking for the equal opportunity, and I just think that, you know, you have to be able to discuss it, and that's what we're doing right now in order to make sure that everyone is given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Hillary Clinton get where she is, like her or not, without clawing her way to that point? She worked really hard at it. You can take away all you want from her, but she worked and still does work very hard at it because it's a goal. Question why she wants to do it. It's none of my business why she wants to do it. I just know she wants to, and she wants it badly. She's worked very hard at it, and some people say she's cheated, she's lied, whatever. You know, you wouldn't say that about a guy doing the same thing. Wow, he's really aggressive, and he works hard, and he does what it takes to get the job done. All of those things. But when it comes to a woman, she's a cheater and a liar. Okay. There is Jennifer is 100% right, Kara is 100% right. There is a real feeling of prejudice among men who are insecure and undefined. Men who are well defined and who are secure do not have that problem. I speak and rest my case. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com, that website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, we have 48 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm looking at a picture of Ashley Graham, who is officially a new Sports Illustrated swimsuit model in the new issue.
And the sister of Insta.
Who's your what?
And the sister of Insta.
Instagram?
A little joke there.
Oh, for that one. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right. So here's a lady that wears... she's touted as the first plus-size model to officially pose for this swimsuit issue. And I'm looking at her and the women that I know in my life. And if I said to Meredith that she was a plus-size, and she'd be unhappy because, first of all, she's not. But I'm looking at this woman, and she looks the same. So where do they come up with these crazy rules or what causes plus-size? This woman's
plus
no
size
more.
Models are a size 12. That's the standard.
That's ridiculous. I know what a size 12 is. It's not.
Well, the average woman wears a size 14 in this country. That's the average woman's size. And it's just funny that that they make plus size models even less than that. I mean, you would think plus size would mean more than that, right? More than average?
I would have thought so. But the whole thing about curvy models and curvy women. Where is it that, and I say this, I guess, lovingly, I don't want to offend anybody, but I don't find anything about women that look like sticks attractive. There's nothing there for me. And maybe I'm, but I think I'm looking for somebody who looks feminine, and I don't see how no shape equals femininity, which is what Gisele Bündchen-Montgolier looks like. Looks like a stick woman.
Oh, she's really hot.
Ah, she's not that hot.
Ugh.
No.
Tom Brady?
Well,
they've got to be miserable. They never drink coffee. They never eat a piece of sugar. He's never even had a tomato because it has too much sugar in it. Like, give me a break.
How do you know all of that?
Are you so unhappy? I mean, God, I'd rather have some curves and just be happy.
Exactly.
Just
there you are.
Smile.
Yeah.
Come on.
When you're smiling. Adele is very attractive, I think. She had a lot of curves. 51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Take our time on Good Day. 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. President Obama has signed two executive orders on cybersecurity, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
President put into place a structure to fortify the government's defenses against cyber attacks, protect the personal information the government keeps about you and me. This is the same day the president sent to Congress a budget of $4 trillion. $19 billion is for information technology upgrades and other cyber initiatives. Are we going to be ahead of the bad guys?
Well,
well,
try.
Yes, it's trying, that's for sure. All right, more consumer technology information in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers, but everyone else can hear the song in your head. It changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center with Epiphone electric guitars for just $99, a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399, or a complete Ion PA system for just $149. You can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
56 past the hour. I went to Guitar Center yesterday with Bob and bought a new, really fancy microphone, Jennifer.
Really?
How does it sound?
That's why you sound so nice
It
today.
Must be how I sound so nice today. They have a lot of things.
Look at your microphone.
Yeah, gang, it's the dagger on the mic. Yeah. Sales have yet to catch up to the chatter about smart home appliances connected to mobile devices. We've been talking a lot about this year, I think. Global survey suggests that 47% cite security and privacy concerns in terms of using this or adopting it. It is, if you're, let's say I'm in California and I want to turn the heat up in my house on the farm in Massachusetts, I can have an app.
Sure.
Does that.
Smart home, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the smart home is all about. Would you like to have something like that? Does it make it too easy, or what is this?
No, you know, I've actually been looking into doing this because if you remember, a few months ago I had a homeless lady trying to switch over my patio.
I remember that vividly, yes.
And so, you know, my dad and I have been looking at putting up cameras and such. Really? You can put security cameras around your house. You can turn the lights on ahead of you coming home.
Yep.
I mean, that kind of stuff would be pretty invaluable, I think, to someone like me who comes home and doesn't want to come home into a dark house, you know?
Yeah, right. Yep, I think that makes good sense. Cell phone only homes. Nearly half of our country are now using only cell phone service.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have friends who have kids who don't have real phones in their home just because they have, cell phones.
Because they have so many different phone numbers because all the children have their own cell phones?
I'm going to actually say most of my social circle doesn't have a home phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie, have you got a home phone or you just have a cell phone?
I just have a cell phone, but I'm living in an apartment, so it doesn't seem to make that much sense to get a home phone.
Right. 14% of households in our country with a broadband connection are expected to add an over-the-top media device by the middle of the year. Most of the folks say they're looking for simple, uninterrupted experiences from either a basic or premium device. So what will that do to your business at CRN Digital? Jennifer, does that affect that kind of stuff?
No, not too much. Huh?
State and federal law enforcement agencies uncovered criminal rings that fraudulently get smartphones in the U.S. on the cheap and sell them overseas, especially in the Middle East, at a huge profit because you can't get these things. What I want to know is how they get service. If they're not offering the phones, then how do these people that get the black market phones get service? Any idea? Isn't that the question? Okay, you can't have cell phones. We don't have any. Well, they don't
stay. A lot of times they buy those burner cell phones, though, those temporary
ones. Yeah, but how do they get service? What they have to
have? All you do is you go into 7-Eleven and pay $50 and you can try it.
Yeah, but don't you have to have a cell phone tower nearby to make it work?
I guess, yeah.
59 after. Good day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.